The Collar, narrated by Leo Horn, for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. The Collar, by Celia Diamond. Her shoes make a hollow click-clack as they hit the asphalt. The short, black patent leather coat is fastened with a tight belt around her waist. It's nighttime, and nearly not a soul in sight. She feels a few raindrops hit her. Her hair is pulled back in a tight ponytail, her nipples bud beneath the coat. She's not wearing anything underneath it. Some men on the way home from a party shout at her. She ignores them and keeps walking with firm and determined steps to the agreed-upon place. She sees him standing somewhere a little sheltered from the rain. It's getting heavier, and she feels a few drops of it get inside her coat. Her hair is wet, but it's warm outside and she's not cold. She enjoys the exhilarating scent of summer. Nothing compares to the smell after a rain shower. Her heart beats faster. He looks at her, measuring her. A couple of pedestrians speed past. They look at each other, greet each other, but are silent as the train speeds past. They both know the rules. She turns around and spreads her legs. She supports herself on a lamppost and lets him feel her. It's the first time they meet. She's been told not to say any more than she has to. Her name is Sarah. She's 29. She's been in and out of a series of short relationships, but not found that one special someone. There's always been something missing. She's never been able to pinpoint what, but she's gotten sick of them every single time. She thinks about all the times she's dominated men and smiles at the thought. It's nice to have complete control. She's never met a man who's been able to dominate her. She's always been too strong mentally to be able to submit completely. This man excites her. This is completely new, and she is willing to take the risk. There is a great risk for this game. Solva doesn't play around. She knows that. He's a dom through and through. She's had that confirmed from several people. He's brutal, and he knows how to read a woman's limits. But he'll push them to their limits, and then some. He doesn't play dom. He is dominant to the bone. Solva is tall and dark. His eyes shine with determination. He doesn't give a fraction of an inch when their eyes meet. She shudders a little. Even though she can twist most men around her little finger, she can tell right away that Solva won't fall for any of her tricks. The information they've emailed to each other has been sparse, and only regarding this meeting. The pictures of him have burned themselves into her retinas. The pictures of other people he's had, they're in her mailbox. They turn her on more than anything else. She's spoken to several of the girls on the phone. He is the way he says he is. They've all confirmed that. She has no information about his relationship status,